Radio from Gateway Technical College.
You are listening to Sitting in an English Garden by David Lance. Lance, just one of many composers who have been inspired by nature, the seasons, and especially gardens. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM from studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. I am your host, Lily Maselli, and today we will experience music and the garden. Even though I live in a city apartment, every spring I can't help thinking about a garden. There is one book I reread every spring called Two Gardeners, A Friendship in Letters. Catherine White, who was an editor for the New Yorker magazine in the 50s, also wrote a column about gardening. Elizabeth Lawrence was a well-known Southern garden writer. More than 150 letters went back and forth during the almost 30 years of their correspondence, and they would only meet face-to-face once in their lifetime.
Sound your A, Lily.
La.
La, 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 la.
Boom, 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 boom.
Little breath of butterflies kiss the tulips, and the sun is like a toy balloon. There are gifts up in the morning, glories in the golden afternoon.
daffodils on the hillside. Strings of violets are all in tune. Tiger lilies love the dandelions in the golden afternoon. The golden afternoon. There are dog and caterpillars and a copper centipede.
Alfred Austin and Frances Hodgson Burnett said it best. The glory of gardening is hands in the dirt, head in the sun, and the heart with nature. To nurture a garden is to feed not just the body, but the soul. If you look the right way, you can see that the whole world is a garden, including within ourselves.
She'll let you come just far enough if she's really there. And she'll look at you and smile. In her eyes a sea. She's got a secret garden where everything you want, where everything you need will always stay. A million miles away.
On December 8th, 1980, John Lennon was shot to death on the streets of New York City by his apartment building upon returning from a recording session. It was devastating for people around the world. The death especially affected Elton John, who was a great friend as well as godfather to Lennon's son, Sean. John felt moved, as did Bernie Taupin, and the two created a beautiful song filled with meaning. Strawberry Fields is located in Central Park, just yards away from John Lennon and Yoko Ono's home in the Dakota Apartments, where Lennon was shot.
What happened here? As the New York sunset disappeared, I found an empty garden among the flagstones there. Who lived here? He must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now it all looks strange. It's funny how one insect can damage so much grain. And what's it for, this little empty garden by the brownstone door and in the cracks along the sidewalk? Nothing grows no more. Who lived here? He must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. And we are so amazed, we're crippled and we're dazed. A gardener like that one no one can replace. And I've been knocking, but no one answers. And I've been knocking most of the day,
through their tears. Some say he farmed his best in younger years, but he'd have said that roots grow stronger if only he could hear. Ooh, lived there. He must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now we pray for rain, and with every drop that falls, we hear your name. And I've been knocking, but no one answers. And I've been
Kind hearts are the gardens, kind thoughts are the roots, kind words are the flowers, kind deeds are the fruits. Take care of your garden and keep out the weeds. Fill it with sunshine, kind words, and kind deeds. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
I had all but given up, desperate for a sign from love, something good. Something kind, bringing peace to every corner of my mind. Then I saw the garden, hope it comes to me to sweep away. You never left. your faithfulness in all of the green. I can see the
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show today, Music and the Garden. And remember, to plant a garden is to dream of tomorrow. And until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know how you're enjoying the show and if you'd like me to explore a specific theme. You can email me at inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. And this is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD Kenosha.
Wet with rain. wipe the teardrops from your eyes against sorrow. Yeah, we watch the petals fall down to the ground. Yeah, and as I sat beside you, I felt the great sadness that day in the garden. And then one day you came back home. You were a creature all in rapture. You had the key to your soul, and you did open. That day you came back to the garden. The old and summer breeze was blowing against your face. All right. The light of gold was shining on your countenance divine. Yeah, you were a violet color as you sat beside your father and your mother in the garden. The summer breeze was blowing on your face. Within your violet, you treasure your summery words. And as the shiver from my neck down to my spine ignited me in daylight and nature in the garden. And you went into a trance. Your childlike vision became so fine. And we heard the bells within the church. We loved so much and felt the presence of the youth of eternal summers in the garden. All right. And as it touched your cheeks so lightly, born again, you were and blushed, and we touched each other lightly. And we felt the presence of the Christ within our hearts in the garden. And I turned to you and I said, no guru, no method, no teacher, just you and I, nature, and the Father in the garden. Listen, oh guru, no method, no teacher, just you and I, nature, and the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost in the garden. With rain. No girl, no Nelson, no teacher, just you and